That's what the U.S. did at the United Nations. As for the arms, the United States did declare a boycott, a six-month boycott on arms. However, it was declared secretly, so secretly that the Indonesians, in fact, never heard about it until it came out a couple of years later when a flap was made about the thing. And meanwhile, during the boycott, the U.S. Sent new arms to Indonesia. This was pointed out by the person who really is the academic who broke the story, Ben Anderson, the leading Indonesia specialist in the United States at Cornell, testified before Congress, pointed out that, in fact, the U.S. during the period of the boycott had increased the flow of arms, including counterinsurgency equipment, OB-10 Bronco gunships and so on, used for counterinsurgency. Various leaked documents have revealed that Kissinger was mostly afraid that somebody would learn about this and would use it to undermine him. He's very paranoid, and he thought his enemies might get a hold of it. And he also said he didn't understand, see if there's any reason why Indonesia shouldn't proceed as they were doing, when it was pointed out to him internally, internal discussions that later leaked, that this was outright aggression. He said, well, can't we... He said very ironically, I mean, you mean to say you can't show that Timor is a communist outpost and that Indonesia is defending itself? I mean, we all know how to do that. We've been trained in it. So that would be enough, and therefore it was defense. The Indonesian attack continued. By 1978, it reached its peak. It's at that time that estimates run in international estimates, Amnesty International and others, estimate about 200,000 people killed. The original source of that is actually church sources in East Timor. But an Indonesian Jesuit who was working there did a study, which has recently been released, in which he estimated, careful study, maybe his estimate was about 350,000 people killed. The census data, these numbers, when people talk about numbers of casualties, you know, it's a big plus or minus. But it was certainly enormous, very likely the worst slaughter since relative to population since the Holocaust. It was on the scale of the Pol Pot massacres at the same time in absolute numbers and in relative numbers, of course, far greater. 1978, it peaked. Indonesia is a big country, you know, big, powerful country, big army, but they were running out of weapons. Which indicates something about the scale of the war. The Carter administration took off a little time from moralizing about how human rights is the soul of our foreign policy in order to escalate the flow of arms to Indonesia to enable them to consummate the massacre. That's when it really reached a peak with, you know, people being driven from the hills where they had fled, pushed into concentration camps, starvation spreading all over the place, and so on. And it's been going on pretty much